So if you guys want to get in touch with the crew, you can do that, like back on the ship with Wu
I give them I open up comm and just kind of give them the update of that getting towards the fuel is going to be impossible. They basically need someone to be able to slow down the ship by taking over controls or, you know, complicating things that way. Otherwise, the timetable maybe is good enough, but maybe it's not.
It's not impossible. Like, if somebody wants to go outside the ship, it'd be dangerous and a lot of work, but you could do it.
I mean, are there any schematics showing where one of these lines is, like, close to the hull, where we could get inside the ship and, like, blast out with some weaponry or something like that, severed from the inside?
No, the Warmind has shut off all the internal decks that have access to that stuff. Mm. This would be the only way. You'd have to get outside.
Yep.
Outside the ship.
I guess Piani updates me on what Pi is saying, right?
Yep. Also, just of note, if you want to wake Higgs up or you want to wake up Miss Mesa, you can use Psychic Succor to do that. Give him some hit points back. It's not going to be good for their system, but
right.
You can bring him back for now.
Is that both of them?
Yeah, I mean, you could just use it once on each of them.
Yeah, I that would actually max, or that would deplete my PP. Mm-hmm. I want to at least bring Higgs back.
Okay. Roll your D8.
All right.
Does this do anything with my system strain?
Yeah, you take another one.
So but I took none.
Four? You're at four system strain.
Four.
Okay. Do you have a constitution modifier, Higgs?
No, it's just zero.
Okay, cool. So you're back up at four hit points. So maybe you're on the bridge.
Did I take system strain when we first fought? When I got
have
down.
You
this-
had,
have- Have you I had have psychic, three marked down.
Have you had psychic succor?
No,
yeah, that's three from that's
we've
three from
traveled
the thing
since then.
But that no, that three you have is from the thing that we did to you in the last scene to stabilize you.
No. What you I'm saying have, is, remember when I stood up and took the shot from the robot? Did I take system strain then?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah. So then I'm just at four.
Yeah, you should have four total. Yeah, you got it. Okay, so Higgs, you're a little groggy, but you're on the bridge. When Prosper and Sicarian get in touch with you from the bridge of the Herodin's Heart.
Okay. How do you just phone, like, are you guys calming us and you're expecting Piani, I assume?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you say, and then I'll just respond as Higgs?
I update Piani on what's going on with Warmind. You know, I'm just like, Piani, I have some information about the Warmind. Are you, have you found a solution for breaking the AI?
I just keep listening. I'm not saying anything, actually. So, Piani, feel free to respond.
So I can tell Prosper that I made some progress.
Yeah, I mean, you've got, you and Pi have done is rebuilt the breaking code you have left over from breaking, from unbreaking Pi, and rebuilt that code for use with the Warmind based on what Pi knows about the Warmind already.
Yeah.
But you'd still have to inject the code into the system, and it would have to be either break its defenses or distract it with something else first.
Yeah. Prosper actually gets very concerned when he hears that Pi believes that it's wrong to re-break Warmind. And when I hear that from Piani, I say, Piani, can you put me on with Pi?
And Pi's there, so
okay.
I just say, go ahead.
I can hear you, Prosper.
What is wrong about this, Pi?
I couldn't possibly explain it to you.
There's no analysis you can use?
No, none. Would you like me to try and formulate one?
I would very much.
Give me time. In the meantime,
I will do that.
In the meantime, did you have something you wanted to ask me?
Yes. Is there any other way we can slow down the Warmind without breaking it?
No. Once the brakes are off, that's it.
It cannot be reasoned with.
Didn't you try already?
Heh. Well, I am not exactly on its level.
No, none of us are.
And if it were distracted, L'Enfant, what then?
You might be able to access it. Insert the code that we wrote. That would break it. Then we would have some degree of control.
I'm not speaking about breaking, L'Enfant. I take you seriously when you tell me that you do not want to do this. I mean, if there were some heavy distraction delivered to the Warmind from another source, would that slow it down?
Only for a short time. I've run the calculations. This is going to end very badly for all of us.
We'll play those odds. L'Enfant, if you wrestled again with the Warmind, how long could you hold it at bay?
It would depend. If it were focused completely on me, not long, an hour at most.
I can guarantee you that it would not be. It is running some kind of extraction process. So Warmind has ancient information that... And was I able to, like, hear the conversation that Sicarian was having over my comms?
I don't think so. You're talking...
So I'm not... But, I mean, have we already, like...
Yeah, you guys could have had taken 10 minutes to sort that shit out.
Okay. I say... L'Enfant, it seems like the Warmind has some ancient information potentially regarding the location of Earth. This information is of great value to a number of humans. But... my primary goal is getting you and Warmind off of this ship, intact and safe. If there's anything we can do to make that possible, I will do it.
So, did you explain the, like, going... You explained the going outside the ship thing and all that?
Yeah, I'm trying to fill Pi in, basically.
Sure.
Like, from Prosper's perspective, Pi carries as much weight as, like, the other three combined.
Right. So Pi says to you, I'll do whatever Piani tells me.
And what do you think gives us the best chance for success?
You want me to be honest with you?
Please, Pi.
Someone has to go outside.
Very well. Pi, do you know the other parts of yourself beyond the id core?
That's a complicated question. Do you?
My understanding of Maltech is not advanced.
I don't like that word, Maltech.
I don't like it either.
What do you prefer, L'Enfant?
I don't think we have time for this conversation, Prosper. Piani, what should we do?
If you say we must go outside, then someone must go outside.
Not you.
I won't go outside. I just died about 2 hours ago.
What?
It will be either myself or Monsieur Sicarian.
It'll be
both.
Okay. Yeah. So Higgs, do you have anything to say after hearing all this about going outside and?
No. Eventually, I just fucking like slowly turn the thing down and just turn off the conversation because I'm getting tired of hearing Prosper talk.
Okay.
If I look around, is my stun baton near me?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, I grab my stun baton and stealthily start walking around the ship looking for Wu.
Okay, all right. You find him. He's in his quarters. He's just like sitting on his bed, listening to music on his like headphones.
Okay. Does the stun baton work as if
he's like literally just flipping through your like data pad?
Yeah.
Basically,
does it emit a like electric charge? Is that how it works?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay. I walk into the room, light it up once, and then just fucking jab it into him.
So he looks over and his headphones like fall off. He's like, oh shit, hey. He gets
electrocuted. Yeah. Yeah. And then I just like start to pick up my stuff.
Sure, yeah, you leave him twitching and drooling on his bed when you get your stuff back.
Okay. And as I'm like collecting everything, I like stop at the door and I turn to him like, Woo, congratulations, you're now my first mate. And I just walk out.
All right, so he, like, twitching, like, trying to get control of his muscles, he manages as you leave to do this.
Yeah, I, like, adjust my belt and start walking towards Piani's room.
Okay, cool. So on the deck, Prosper and Sicarian, did you have this conversation somewhere that Ossuary and Oubliette could hear it?
No.
Which conversation?
The comm with the ship, with the other two.
Absolutely not.
Was I on the comm with Pi?
Yeah, you heard all that.
Oh, okay.
Like, Oubliette is not someone I want knowing our plans.
Okay, so she's having a conversation with Mr. Ossuary.
Yep. Yeah, I actually, like, while we're talking, I fill the rest of the crew in that Oubliette is a problem.
Okay.
Okay, well, as it becomes clear that going outside is the best option, and Sicarian, quite literally for one of the first times ever, is thinking about himself for a second, lets there be a pause where anyone nominates themselves, and then, of course, Mr. Prosper keeps droning on and on about the feelings of a fucking AI, so he's like... You just hear him. You just hear him mumble, go, "God damn it!" And then he just kind of walks over to Mr. Ossuary and is like, "I'm going to need the schematics for where I would do an entry or an exit point to the gas line, and then I need to know all I need to know to shut it down."
Good, good. Yes, you are as brave as they say. And besides, what risk is there to a dead man? Let's go. And he gets a couple of dudes with rifles to, like, you know, start getting ready to leave, and he's going to go over to one of the terminals and he'll pull up the information that you need. He tells you, you know, we're going to stay in contact with you the whole time. It would be better if Miss Mesa could do this and not me, because, you know, she's the one. So if it's not her, then Oubliette and Ossuary will try to walk you through it. It should be fairly straightforward. You should be outside no more than a couple of hours. You're small enough that you're contained in the same spike bubble as the ship. Mm-hmm. But if you get separated from the ship, that's kind of it.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, Oubliette asks you to remove your armor. She says you're going to need to wear a external vehicle operations suit. But she also needs to run some medical tests on you first.
He does this, but he puts whatever failsafe he can in the suit to, like, code it to his DNA type of thing.
Oh, yeah, I think you can lock it, sure.
Puts in a place that he can come back and get it.
Okay. I thumb on the comms and I say, "Bienny, how is our guest, Ms. Mesa?"
She's still recovering. Not doing...
Is she awake?
She's not awake yet.
It would be very nice if she were awake.
So, I don't want to take your points away from you. Does your biostasis give them one hit point?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So she just needs a little bit to recover, and then she'll be able to, like, come up on the deck.
You mean a slap to the face, basically?
Yeah, sure. And just go shake her, throw some space water in her face. Yeah.
So I can
some astronaut water.
If anything, dust. After I go stun baton woo, I just go back and sit in the room where she's, like, lying on the table.
Okay, so she's awake now and has gotten herself, like, a glass of water and is just sitting on the table, like...
As they say that she'd be the best, then I calm back and I go, "If you could get Mrs. Black Mesa on the line, please, that would be fantastic. I'd rather go in with the best."
I kind of, like, hear this in my comms and shut it off. Or I guess just, like, click or something. And
so she sees you come in, Higgs, and she's like, "God, what happened? All I remember is the laser cannon and then... I don't know. What's going on? My ears are ringing. Where are we?"
Yeah, I missed you. I told Wu to take the shot and forgot to calculate your body, but I lived successfully and dragged your body onto the ship, and you are now alive because of me once again. We do have another problem, though. They are asking for one of our crewmates to go outside and dilly-dally with some power. I don't know the intricacies of it. You said that you might be the best person for that.
God, why didn't I think of that? Yes, if we can get someone on the outside of the ship, they can cut the fuel lines. That should drop us at least a few phases.
That sounds like what they shared, yes.
All right, well, where's the comms center on this thing?
Hold on, here you go. Can I hand her my comms?
Okay, so she comes on over Higgs' channel onto the bridge and then to the bridge of the ship. She's like, "This is Miss Mesa.
Higgs is here."
Yes, Captain Higgs is also here. Please, and so I assume someone fills her in while, like, Sicarian's getting his, like, medical.
"Miss Mesa, it's nice to hear from you again."
Yeah, well, I'm still alive, so...
We are the best.
How long was I unconscious?
3 hours? 2?
Hmm. All right. So we have, what, 8, 9 hours left?
I think we are at T-8 at the moment.
That should be enough. Oh, God, I could use a cup of coffee. And she looks at Higgs. You got anything stronger than water on this dump?
My eyes light up like Christmas lights. I'll be right back.
Okay. I
just gotta grab something from my room.
All right.
It's literally the fastest I'm just like running down.
Is this all set over comms?
Yeah.
I assume all these conversations.
So I'm naked, like getting scrubbed down or whatever the fuck. And I go, Higgs, please, sober, please.
I kind of like stop and I'm like, and I just grab like something.
They
lighter.
Actually don't know what happens to you if you fall off into this different dimension. I would rather not do that.
Hey, you become a demon.
So. Yeah, Oubliette sits you down on one of the seats, and I imagine you're in your like skivvies, basically,
yeah.
You're in like wiping your shorts. And she's got a kit. She gives you a bunch of like a handful of pills to take. They're like anti-radiation pills and like that kind of stuff to get your system worked up for that. She's taking a blood sample and she's got some electrodes hooked up to your head. And she's just asking you some like weirdly innocuous questions, like what color is my hair, and some basic math questions, and taking some readings. And she asks you if anyone in your family has multidimensional extroversion syndrome. Like, if anybody, do you have any psychics in your family?
No.
That's good. That's really good. And no exhibiting of psychic ability on your part. You've never moved anything with your mind by accident.
I do not believe so.
Okay, that's good. That's also good. The science of human exposure to drive space, as you can imagine, is. Not entirely clear. We have some theories, but anyway,
so
let's hope it doesn't.
Completely stoic face. I'm thrilled to go out there and check it out for myself.
She says, "Well, if we all survive and you come back, I'd love to run this battery of tests again." And that's maybe the first time you've seen her get excited about anything. Like she's just cold until she's like, "Actually, that would be an interesting."
How attractive is she, Adam?
She's. And I was just about to say, that's the other thing, is that she's like, yeah, I'd really like to examine you again, and kind of notices that that's an entendre, and then he's like, she's like, yeah, I'm going to just leave that. I'm going to let that stand.
Well, she's a creepy old 70-year-old lady, or is she like...
No, like, she's in her, like, in her mid-30s. She looks, like, Slavic, so she's, like, really pale, dark hair. She's got to pull back in a ponytail. She's wearing a black uniform. She looks a little kind of gothy in that, like, she's just super pale and everything she's wearing is black. A little severe. I can't tell you if she's attractive or not because I don't know what Mr. Sicarian finds attractive in a woman. But
also a mystery.
That's what she looks like.
All right. He just gives her, like, there's a glint in his eye and a half smile on his face.
Yeah, so she tells you, just as a matter of, like, small talk, like, while she's checking your blood and stuff, she's like, as I'm sure you know, we've all heard of you.
I would assume so.
She says, a lot of conjecture about what really happened. Titan, he's got most of them convinced. I need a little bit more information before I decide, and frankly, it didn't matter to me. She looks over at Ossuary and she's like, I know he has opinions, but they're hardly relevant now.
Yes, it seems like we have bigger fish to fry for the moment, but Mr. Titan has not removed himself from my scope either.
Well, if you can get us out of this in one piece, the operation complete, we'll see what we can do about turning intelligence's resources towards helping you with that problem.
I appreciate that. That sounds excellent.
So she, she tests your blood and stuff and gives you the okay. She's like, yep, nope, you're not a psychic. So, they take you to, an emergency area on the bridge with Evo suits and finds one that'll fit, and they start getting you suited up.
As he starts getting suited up, I walk back in the room with the bottle of liquor, whatever it is, and two glasses and pour one for me and Miss Mesa and hand it to her.
Kinda, like, so she takes
out,
it.
Put out the glass for like a cheers.
Yeah, she takes it from you and she says, Captain Higgins, this might very well be the best thing you've ever done in your whole life. And like gives you the cheers and like takes a drink.
Yeah, I take the cheers or take the drink after cheersing, put it down. Say, can you put me in contact with Sir? with what the sir, please? I can't say his name. It's hard on my.
It's pronounced ossuary. He's on the bridge, and I'm sure you can speak to him through the comm. The channel's open.
Mister, I look back and I'm like, ossuary, is that?
She nods.
Mister ossuary, this is Captain Higgins. Are you there?
Ah, Captain Higgins. Good to hear you are still alive.
Well, of course.
Well done.
May we speak privately, sir? Perhaps on another comms channel?
I don't see why not.
Okay. I walk out of the room like go to my room.
Did you leave your drink just like sitting on the table?
Yeah.
Okay, so Ms. Mesa has finished hers and just picks yours up and starts drinking it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I walk back in the room and I'm just like, Mr. Oswear, are we on a private channel now?
Yes.
I look up in the corner. Is there a camera that's like refocusing on me or anything like that?
Always.
If I can, I want to just give me one sec, Mr. Oswear. I like lean up and either like turn it off or
sure.
Okay, Mr. Oswear, I need to ask you a favor, sir.
You need a favor from me in a time like this. I'm all ears, Captain.
Well, you see, I'm a businessman. And I think you are too. And we were promised a certain monetary gain from something like this, but it seems to have escalated. And now we have someone from my crew about to save, 90,000 people on a planet, all of your crew. And I think we should be getting a little bit more than what we originally promised.
Oh, yes, I absolutely agree with you. You can take it up with the government of Andoni when we arrive.
Well, I hope that you would be putting in a good word for us, sir.
Oh, certainly. I'm sure you'll be heroes.
This sounds like you're going to kill us afterwards. You realize that, correct?
He says, you sound like a paranoid man, Captain.
I'm not paranoid, but I am always fearing for my life, sir.
Yes. I understand this fear for your life. It's a thing that many small men have. You would be good to listen to it. Stay on board your ship.
Well, I'm not getting off my ship, being as I just died right outside of it, sir.
Well, you sound remarkably alive for a dead man.
It's not the first time that's happened.
So everybody outside, like, you can see he's moved to the other end of the gangplank and no one can really hear him. But when he says this, he looks over at Sicarian and he's like, it seems my ship is full of ghosts this evening.
He says that to me?
Yeah, he says it to you.
So I believe you found out Jose is not who we say he was, if you know what I'm saying?
Yes, though your subterfuge was very convincing.
I mean, I didn't really care. It's not like you can't hide a man like that. You know what I'm... like, it's kind of hard. He is who he is.
You know what he's saying.
I do know what he's saying.
You can't hide a man like that.
It sounds like the first line of a terrible song in the Swan Song musical.
Yeah, exactly. That's Higgins' line.
The teary song Higgs sings while we see Mr. Sicarian go out on the ship.
Exactly.
Called a man like that. Awesome. All right. So he says, I think that if you get out of this alive, you might have more run-ins with Fodenhauer battleships. Have you met Mr. Titan yet?
You know, I don't really know much of that backstory. Can you perhaps enlighten me a little bit as to why we may meet Mr. Titan?
He says, a man's secrets are his own. You would do well to ask Mr. Sicarian.
Well, I would probably not do well. I would think he would snap my neck at a moment's notice if I were to ask such a question. That's why I have not asked that question thus far.
If the rumors are true, then yes, that's exactly what he will do.
Is there no way that we could perhaps strike a deal with Mr. Titan after we are to depart from this alive?
If that's the kind of person that you wish to be, Captain Higgins, I'm sure you could contact Mr. Titan at any time you want.
Very well. How much are we getting for this gig? Again? I believe it was... I kind of just look up and see me like cross my fingers. I'm like, I believe it was half a mil?
He says, our deal was not with you, but with your employers. And as to how much it was, I don't know. I'm the captain of the ship, not its accountant.
Okay. Well, I believe your word would go a long way, sir. That's all I'm asking for.
Well, we'll have this conversation again once we leave Drive Space alive.
Fair enough. We'll have it over some drinks. How's that sound?
Yes, that sounds good.
Captain to captain.
Okay, so, Mr. Sakarian, you are basically ready for your walk in space.
Yep.
What's everybody else doing? So, Piani, like, all these conversations and these preparedness things are happening, and what are you going to do? What's your contribution?
Besides, like, having a mental breakdown at this besides point. That. Yeah, you know, if there's any way I can assist Mr. Sakarian, I just want to make sure this operation goes as smooth as possible.
So you want to monitor, like, the comm channel and make sure that it, like, doesn't break out and, like, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, like,
ops.
Yeah, I want to make sure that nothing goofy happens. I just want to be on full alert all the time.
Okay. All right. Prosper, what are you doing?
Prosper is listening
fire,
to the fire
evidently.
Hydrant. Fire hydrant. Fire truck.
I thought that was like mini weed or something. Like, that didn't sound official. No, that sounds official.
That's
all right. I think they're gone now.
Okay. Weed's house burning down. Yeah, I mean, like, at this point, Prosper is kind of sitting on his hands.
Okay.
He's like, so, Madame Oubliette, what do you do around here exactly? Like
awkward small talk with the intelligence officer.
It feels, I don't know, like, is there some kind of persuade role I could make to try and get more information out of her, like, what's her interest in Warmind and, like, why she hates, I mean, she sees us as fanatics and all that, but, like, what's her interest in Maltech?
You could make a persuade roll. I think it's going to be colossally difficult, but
yep.
You've done harder things.
I mean, what is he going to do? Roll a 12?
Yeah, what's this?
I'm going to, like, roll a 2. It's going to be awesome.
All right. So the two of you, I mean, you have a brief conversation while the last bits of Sakarian's, like, spacewalker getting arranged while they're, like, hooking up the tether and, like, you know, getting him over to the airlock and stuff. And she, I mean, she has a very, very faint Keverly's accent. I don't know. What's your angle? Like, how do you approach trying to get information out of her? Are you, like, tell me about your job, or are you, like, tell me about where you're from, or, like,
so?
It's your vector of attack here.
You like Maltech, yes?
So I hear you like illegal computer shit.
Yeah, I like illegal computer shit too. I guess, I mean, like, maybe I start talking about, like, studies and where, how she got into studying, like, computers and technology and, like, how that transitioned into AI for her.
Okay. Her answer to most things is, that's classified.
Mm-hmm.
But occasionally, like, if you just keep talking, she'll, like, comment on things that you say sometimes.
Yeah.
You get the impression that she learned, like, she studied on Cabral for a while, mm-hmm. But left. There's bad blood there. Like, she left because of, and I mean, you know that the political situation on Cabral has been changing, like, fairly dramatically over the last decade. So lots of people leave because of that. And mm-hmm. So you get the impression she might be, like, a loyalist to the old order or doesn't like the way that the government is changing.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that's why she's just like, oh, you obviously are one of them.
So, like, I mean, the Order of the Annunciation is an arm of the government?
You are a secret Black Ops military unit. She probably doesn't... Well, I mean, she's a special case, but most people in Cabral don't know you exist.
Right, okay. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I start sort of, like, angling for, like, oh, you know, like, yeah, you know, there are many people who disagree with what the government is up to on Cabral. You know, there's problems in the streets and difficulties and blah, blah, blah. Seeing if I can sort of try to get her to open up a little bit more about, like, what her frustrations are. And then, like, whatever that is, I'm like, oh, yes, no, mais oui, I'm also frustrated by this. It's terrible.
So Prosper has, like, a +4 in the skill, getting people to like you by agreeing with them?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think you can get too much more out of her than, like, where she's from. and like some of that. But you get, yeah, you definitely get the impression she politically does not agree with the organization of which you are a part, and so is imparting her dislike of them onto you directly.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
She liked that Marie Antoinette shit, and you're that French Revolution shit, and she's not into it.
And I'm not getting anywhere as far as like learning what she wants from Warmind.
Yeah, no. So at some point in the conversation, she looks over at Mr. Sicarian, who's all like decked out in his like matte black Evo suit, and looks at you, and it's like, your friend's about to go and risk his life for all of us.
It's a good look for him, no?
She looks at you, kind of like, what? Shut up. And she hisses you. You get a look you've seen before. I just
like eyebrows up.
And so, Sicarian, the last person that talks to you before you go into the airlock is Mr. Ossuary comes over to you, and he shakes your hand. You're starting to feel the effects of the drugs that you took, so you can feel like your breath is like coming like harder and heavier. You've got sweat beating on your forehead. You can like feel your body like not operating the way it normally does. And he walks over and he gives you like the Pfotenhauer like salute. And he's like, he's like, whatever Titan said about you today, this doesn't matter. Today, you're one of us. Good luck, Mr. Sicarian.
Nods.
And the airlock door closes in front of you and begins to open behind you.
I just jump out, man. It's hard to jump out.
All right,
that's the end of it.
The airlock door starts to open.
He was instructed incorrectly.
No. And make an intelligence check. Like, wait, they said leap into space, right? As hard as you can. Let's take a break there, and we'll come back and see how you do outside.
Sounds good. We'll come back and wrap up the last 40 minutes or so of the show. We'll be right back, guys.